News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Name of that tune, if you've never heard it before, I don't know how you could have missed it, is Home. And we have in the house with us this morning my friends from Habitat for Humanity. We have Betsy McDonald, who is here. Betsy is the VP of Programs. And we have Quinn Luring, and she is the Director of Marketing. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Hi.
Good morning.
So happy that you're here.
Thank you for having us.
I have a confession. Betsy and I had the privilege of being in the Leadership Pensacola class of 2025 together. So this is a little mini reunion right now. So I'm so happy to see her. And that's one of the benefits of that program, is that I got a chance to understand what Habitat for Humanity does. The whole year, you go to different nonprofits and you learn about so many things. And Habitat for Humanity is such an incredible organization nationwide. But here in Pensacola, y'all are rocking it. I mean, what you accomplish is incredible. So talk a little bit about what your role is here in our community. I know you've got some events coming up, and now I'm going to shut up and let you talk about Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're very proud of what we do here in Pensacola, and a lot of people don't know this about Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, but out of over 1,100 affiliates in the nation, just here in the country, we are ranked 9th in the whole United States. So that's in terms of production. We're building a lot of houses. We're moving a lot of families into these homes for home ownership. So certainly very, very proud of that, and we work really hard to, you know, keep moving up in those rankings. There's so many great affiliates out there, but certainly here, I'm sure a lot of people see the need in our local community, and we're here to do just that, is to provide homeownership opportunities and keep people in their homes. And Betsy's team does that beautifully and with a smile on their face every day. So we're just honored to be here and to kind of talk about some of our promotions we have going on in the community, so that people can learn how to get involved. And if they're looking for homeownership opportunities, to know that we're here for them. There's some misconceptions out there that they might not think that we're here for maybe their family, or just because maybe they don't have children, we're not here for them. But we serve all types of different families, individuals. So I don't know, Betsy, if you want to just kind of briefly
absolutely.
Talk about that.
So we serve a lot of working families. So I think, like Quinn was mentioning, there's this misconception about, you know, we give away houses. We do not give away homes. Mm-hmm. Folks come to us looking for a housing solution. We can help prepare them for homeownership with our HUD certified housing counseling. So we have a total of 4 certified housing counselors on staff, myself included. We coach people through the home buying process.
See, that's important.
Yes, because a lot of people, I mean, myself, I was a first-time home buyer last year, and thankfully I work in the space, but even for me, it felt overwhelming to know where to start. Was my credit score good enough? Mm-hmm. And I work in affordable housing.
Right.
So think about someone who maybe has never owned a home. They haven't lived in a home that someone owned, and they just haven't been exposed to the home buying process. Mm-hmm. So we prepare them with that, with group education, one-on-one counseling and education. If they don't have a 640 credit score, which is a minimum for our home buying programs, we'll get them there. Mm-hmm. I'm working with someone right now who has no cash savings, but we're working on building a spending plan, not a budget. There's a big difference.
Okay.
A spending plan to get her to the point where she has cash reserves and she's prepared and insulated from a flat tire. Mm-hmm. Or an unexpected medical bill, which we know happens today. Mm-hmm. Groceries increasing in prices. She has the ability to now pull from her cash savings than going on a credit card. So we're able to counsel and coach folks through the home buying process, through our HUD certified housing counseling. And then we can expose them to our home purchase offerings, which might be our community land trust, which is a new equity sharing program. It's an alternative to renting, mm-hmm. not an alternative to fee simple home ownership. And that is pretty much stop one for a lot of folks that come to us now that we have this new program available. So we get them into home ownership, whether that be the community land trust or fee simple, and we're able to continue to engage with them through our HUD certified housing counseling program, and then even offer a repair to their home or anyone in the community that fits within our guidelines for our community development program.
So this is interesting, because I think the myth is that, and I hate to say it this way, that all you do is you build a home and you put someone in it.
Mm. Yeah, that's
No. So a lot of people are not aware of all
right.
these programs.
Well,
so
these
a person
are
can come to you that maybe already has a home, but
yes.
as you're saying, needs help with other things.
Right.
Or it's a first-time home buyer.
Yeah.
This is great.
And if they forgot how to fix their, you know, a minor plumbing repair.
Mm-hmm.
We have home maintenance workshops that are open to the public.
Really?
Yeah.
For free.
Absolutely. Yeah.
See, so I didn't know that.
And these are all new programs. So I think that's a lot of why, you know, folks don't know. We've been building this for the last 3 to 4 years. But now we're really ready to be seen as a solution across the housing continuum, the housing space, period. Whatever and wherever you're at in your life, we probably have a program that we can help you. And if Pensacola Habitat can't, my referral source and network is quite deep. And that's meant to get folks to folks that maybe can help with underemployment or they need to increase their income or they're food insecure. We can get them connected to other resources in our community.
That is great. I didn't realize that it had, I mean, it's really grown from when I remember the early days.
Really
to offer these other programs is amazing.
Right. Yeah. So we're super excited. We've got an event coming up.
Please talk about that.
Yeah. Quinn, I'm going to pass it back to you.
Absolutely. So February 22nd, mark your calendars. We have a beautiful cul-de-sac that we have built 5 different homes on. Volunteers have come out, different partners have come out and build on these homes. So we're inviting everyone. It's free and open to the community. Anyone that's wanting to tour our different home layouts, all the homes are very unique, different finishes, different blueprints. So you can kind of see the different home builds that we offer in our program. So if you're interested in buying a home or if you know someone that's interested, February 22nd, the address is 2695 Massachusetts Avenue. Like I said, it's a little cul-de-sac off of Massachusetts Avenue, and there's 5 different homes there. It's on the kind of the corner of Mobile Highway in Massachusetts. So.
Yeah, and we get to show off our, I guess it's new to the market, but we're reintroducing our 2-bedroom floor plan.
Yes.
So
nice.
We saw this resurgence of single folks and older adults that were looking for a housing solution, and we just weren't building a 2-bedroom floor plan because that's not what the demand was.
Right.
But then we realized we need to bring this product back to the market. So you'll get to see the brand new or the reintroduced 2-bedroom home at this cul-de-sac. So we've got 2, 3, and 4 bedrooms that you can come and check out and put your hands on and like feel the product. So we're really excited about that.
So those homes are not pre-sold.
They are, unfortunately.
They are. So, okay, I was just going to double check to see. Okay,
they have been selected and sold. So those have buyers. But it's going to give you a really good idea if you are ultimately approved or maybe you're on the fence. Like, interest rates are high right now. I don't really know if I want to buy right now. I think coming to see the home is really going to change folks' perception of what they think that Pensacola Habitat for Humanity builds and what we actually build. I mean, these products are beautiful, and I think folks are going to be really surprised and impressed by what they'll see.
Okay, so this is on February 22nd.
February 22nd, 10 to 2, and it's just an open house. So come and go as you please. We're going to have different family-friendly activities. We're going to have a couple food trucks out there, some music. So just a really fun community event for us to come together, celebrate the hard work that we put in, and introduce people to our mission and our programs.
That sounds fantastic. I'm going to have to try to get out there.
Yes.
We're talking with our friends from Habitat for Humanity. Got a few more things to tell you about, so don't go away. This is News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Have a question or comment for Habitat for Humanity, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning with Habitat for Humanity. If you have any questions or comments or interest in Habitat for Humanity, text it in at 850-437-1620. Okay, so many things to talk about.
It's a lot. Yeah, we are here for the community and we also depend on the community. So there's a lot of different opportunities that people can get involved. And we kind of just wanted to talk about that really quick. Whether, you know, we say this a lot, whether you're donating your time, your treasure or your talent, we are open arms for all of that. Your time, you can come and volunteer with us. We are building 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, out on the build sites. Like I mentioned previously, you know, we build about 50 homes a year. So
are you serious?
We are constantly building.
I thought it was like 10.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You don't become top 9 building. By building 10 homes, Meg. Well, we got to be building 50.
What am I? This is crazy. I love it.
I mean, and that just shows you how big the need is here in our community.
Right. Right.
People are looking for answers and solutions for home ownership. So yeah, we have groups and crews out there. Like I said, Tuesday through Saturday, they typically build about 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. With a lunch break in between. So, you don't have to have skills or knowledge of building beforehand.
I certainly didn't.
Well,
yeah.
I've done it, but I
you
didn't
learn
either.
A lot.
But people taught me how to hammer. And
yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Yeah. And individuals can come out too. It doesn't just have to be your group, but if you're listening and You're like, I'm not working anywhere that comes out and volunteers. You can still come as an individual, but we love groups too. Okay. So we can accommodate most group sizes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We just asked 16 and up is the age range for the construction site. But we do have youth opportunities as well. So we accept volunteers over at our ReStore. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
It's a like a furniture and home makeover kind of thrift store. We take new and donated items and sell them, and all the profits from that store come right back into our mission.
Where is that located?
They are on 9th and Creighton. In Pensacola.
Yeah, in the Eastgate Shopping Plaza.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, by like the Winn-Dixie Guitar Center over there. So they're open Tuesday through Saturday as well.
Great.
Yeah,
okay.
10 to 6.
So also shop. You can support us very easily.
Just go buy stuff. If you go in there, you will find something you want to take home.
No
I promise
doubt.
You.
That's
no
why I can't
doubt.
Go there. I literally can't go there because I take something home.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, yes. The resource staff's amazing. We love them so much. Shout out Clay. He's the manager, and Susie. They're just great, and they'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. So listeners should definitely go by.
All right.
Yeah. So, if you're remodeling your home, anything like that, they're really good at instructing, you know, how much my space is this many square feet, how much flooring do I need, you know, all of that. They're there to help. So it's a good source for shopping. And also if you're trying to get rid of stuff and, you know, flipping your home or getting new couches in, you can also schedule a free donation pickup with us and we'll come and pick up your used furniture.
Yes. That's fantastic.
For free.
To know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in that same vein, then what about what you need? Because obviously you have money coming in from grants and that kind of thing, but can people donate supplies? Could they donate landscaping? Can they
Absolutely. Yeah. Great question. Thank you for asking that. So we absolutely can accept, we've accepted tools in the past for our construction site. We can accept land. We have a whole land acquisitions team that goes out and finds land to purchase for us, but we absolutely will take donated land. Mm-hmm. And that goes right into our home production. So totally. If you have a piece of land that you don't know what to do with and you want to give it to a good organization that is going to find a great family to live on that and, you know,
yeah, and so have generational community impact, right? Mm-hmm. So this family's going to live there. Their children are going to be raised there. They're going to build these amazing memories. And it's going to create a ripple effect on our community. So, yeah, I think that's such a good way to get engaged and involved with us.
Okay. And do you have a wish list right now of things that you need?
We don't really have a wish list, but reach out to us and just give us a call and ask. I mean, we're open to new things all the time, and any ways that we can engage with our community, we're there for. So you can always email us at info@PensacolaHabitat.org, or you can just give us a call at the office at 850-434-5456.
So if I want to find out about the programs, can I go to your website to learn that?
And PensacolaHabitat.org/programs.
So what do you think is the one thing people that don't know about Habitat for Humanity? We've talked about a couple already.
I think it was kind of what I was describing about the continuum of housing, and that there's something, there's just this misconception that the folks that we serve are, you know, looking for a handout.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we provide. We really are engaging with folks from beginning to end. So through the home buyer program, they're doing sweat equity hours, which is their physical investment into the community. They do construction hours on their home, their neighbors' homes, and other homes that we're building in our program. So they're engaged with us that way. So there's that buy-in, right? They're connected to the program. They're connected to the organization. They're connected to their neighbors through that sweat equity. But then we also do homebuyer education. So again, we're empowering folks through action, through education, in order to be prepared, sustainable community members and homeowners, right? So, you know, we're not just sticking them in the home and telling them good luck.
Yeah, that's kind of the misnomer, I think.
Right.
Their myth about it. And that is so far from the truth.
Right, correct. So I think that's really it, is that our home buyers are, you know, they're working full time, they're taking care of children, then they're doing sweat equity hours on top of everything. Like, they're working very hard to get into this home, to get into this program, to be successful and to be a sustainable homeowner.
And there's a value about having your own home that cannot be calculated.
Oh, I will never forget the moment I put my key in my door for the first time. That connected me back to the mission in ways that I did not expect. There's no greater feeling than walking in that door and knowing I work for this. This is mine. And that's really, I think, that closing day when we pass those keys over the desk after they just signed the closing documents and the mortgage documents. There's not a dry eye in the room.
Oh, I'm getting teary right now.
No, it's the most emotional day, because that's really when folks feel the impact of homeownership, and they're never just doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. It's for their family. It's for their children.
It's a legacy.
Right. I mean, that's the biggest thing that you can leave behind.
It's life changing for sure.
And when you empower people, they go on to empower others.
Right. And it's an amazing thing to be a part of. I mean, I don't feel like I come to work. I feel like I'm living my dream.
Oh, I love that. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Betsy and Quinn from Habitat for Humanity, and we'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. My experts right now are from Habitat for Humanity, Betsy McDonald and Quinn Luring her here. A few minutes left. I know there's a couple things you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that if you are looking for a homeownership opportunity, if you know someone who's looking for a homeownership opportunity, we are currently accepting applications. That's another myth that we hear all the time is there's a wait list. There isn't. So most folks are approved within about 90 days of submitting an application.
Okay.
Yep. And then they can select a property, an existing model spec home. So we have spec homes available right now, like move-in ready. So if someone is ready for home ownership, they need to get to our website, PensacolaHabitat.org/homebuyer. You can actually preview all the addresses that we are currently selling. There's the vacant lots there. It'll talk to you a little bit more about the community land trust to determine if that's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And do an application online. So there's actually an application portal where folks log in. Any hour of the day, they can upload their documents and get an application submitted, and we will immediately start processing it.
Wow. Okay. So it's a much faster process now, too.
Yes, it definitely is.
That's
and the
great.
Reason is because, again, we know people need homeownership now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and with the current climate, with the shortage of rentals being so expensive, and this
exactly.
is a great time to look into this.
Absolutely. So please go to our website, check out PensacolaHabitat.org. There you'll learn everything, and then go to the programs page where you can explore the home buyer program, the community land trust option, see which one's right for you, and then start that application.
Okay. And the event coming up, if you want to check out what
the
homes look like.
One more reminder, February 22nd, it's a Saturday, and it's from 10 to 2. Open house, come and go as you please. Come and check out the homes on that property in that cul-de-sac on the corner of Massachusetts Avenue and Mobile Highway.
Okay. So lots of opportunities. If you are intrigued by Habitat for Humanity or want to find out more, you can go to their website, which is?
PensacolaHabitat.org.
Okay. And also we have needs for donations. Sponsorships?
Land.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
Volunteering, coming out and spend your time with
and
us.
And shop at the ReStore.
And stop at the ReStore.
Which is the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
Go shop.
All right. Give that location again.
That's on the corner of 9th and Creighton Avenue.
All right. Thank you so much, Quinn and Betsy,
Thank
for being
you,
here this morning with Habitat for Humanity. Again, so many opportunities to help them out. If you want to check it out, you can go to their website. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks,
this
Meg.
Is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.